Hello and welcome back to Locked In Binging, the podcast about TVs and movies that I binged over the weekend, so you don't have to, but also other things. Anyway, this week has been another week in a day of a life, the day of a life of Drea. In the day, that does not sound right. Not right at all. Anyway, so I put out a question on Sunday, I believe, maybe, so that I would give you guys time to answer it till Friday, because that's when I record my podcast. I appreciate everybody who has taken the time to read the question, answer it, and do what I asked. I love that. Love that for me. I love that for you, because now we got something to talk about. But if you want to hear the answers, you're going to have to wait till the end. This week, I watched two movies because I am on a get myself together journey by going to sleep on time. That's like the first goal, but it's already 8:29 and I don't think I'm going to finish recording my podcast in a minute so I can go to sleep at 8:30. The first movie that I watched is called Queen Bees, and this movie is hilarious. Now, the movie is about an old woman who is forced into a nursing home only because she's by herself and she's just having a rough go of it, and she keeps locking herself out of her house, and then all of a sudden she like has a kitchen fire and she's locked out of her house during that time. So her daughter decides that she needs to go to a nursing home for a little bit just so she can get her renovations done. And the whole movie, she finally gets to the nursing home and there is obviously a click, because everywhere in life there's a click. Especially with women, there's always a click. Men, they usually offer, open arms. But women, they make you work hard. They make you work hard to get into their group, even if it ain't shit. I'm so serious. So, she meets the mean girls. It's not working out that great. And then, you gotta watch the rest. I like that movie. But then again, I love old people movies. And when I say old, I mean very seasoned, like 74 and up. Because I don't know who listens to this podcast, but I don't want you thinking that I think that 50 years old is old. Because I've been yelled at before for thinking that. The other movie that I just watched, I actually watched it today. It's called The Underdogs, whatever. It has Snoop Dogg in it. So of course I watched it because it's funny. The beginning, just the first like 2 minutes, there is a warning, and it says that this movie is rated R because of the strong language in the movie. I kid you not, every 15 seconds there was a curse word, or even every 2 seconds there was a curse word. And when it said that this is rated R and it's advised for like children not to watch it, whatever, as soon as that came up after that, I was like, well, fuck all that. That was a good movie too. It's about a football star who, gets too big of an ego, ends up alone, and then he's trying to get back where he was, get some jobs so that he can continue to make money, because I guess at this point in his life he's retired. He's at home in his mansion, like all of us are, apparently. We're all living at home in our mansions, and he wants to come out of retirement and do other stuff with his life rather than just sitting around. And he gets upset, goes to see his manager, and he gets upset, gets into a very bad car accident, and then ends up having to clean up dog shit for community service. As he's doing that, he meets a football team, and then it goes from there. Everybody has their own little stories. We follow them to a T, to a little bit. We don't go all in. Get a little bit of a sense of what's going on in each one of these little boys' lives. Well, maybe 5 of them. Because, they can't do the whole damn team. Because how many people on football team? 10, 15, 100? I don't even know. Because I don't watch football. Because I'm not a fan of football. I don't care about football. But like I said, Snoop Dogg made this movie. He is in this movie. Therefore, I watched it. And then Mike Epps showed up. So, definitely watch it. Take your time. It's on Amazon Prime. I give it a A plus. Like I was saying, I'm trying to get myself into a routine of going to sleep earlier so that my body has time to rest and whatever, so that I can do my workouts and stuff. I've been waking up at 4:30, but not really moving till 4:45, 5 o'clock. And instead of doing my whole 45 minutes that I'm supposed to be reaching, I do 10. Sometimes I do 30. It all depends how I'm feeling that morning. But sometimes if I don't get enough sleep, my body's just not, it's not there. It's not ready to do all that. And it's just not going to happen. So I've been trying. But as I said, today it's not going to happen because I waited so late to record my podcast. But when I get home, obviously I had to finish my workout. And my children are very loud. So you don't hear them right now because they're occupied. Now that 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, they were not trying to be occupied whatsoever. So yes, now I am recording, and yes, that's what's happening. So at my job, we are doing a 75 soft challenge. Only 3 of us are really following it. Everybody else is just doing their own thing, which is totally fine. Doesn't matter as long as you're doing whatever you want to do. Basic rules of 75 soft challenges. Read 10 books. 10 books. Oh my God. Could you imagine that? Read 10 books a day. Oh my Lord. So read 10 pages. Work out for 45 minutes. One rest day and eat healthy. You can drink, but only during social occasions. I don't go out anywhere, so I guess I will not be drinking at all during the 75 day challenge. I don't have friends like that, so I don't. There's no need. To me, since my rings, when I close my workout ring, I do not always close my move ring. So to me, I need to close all of my rings, and they're not set that high. I was told that my move ring is set way too high. That is not even the case, because one of my friends that I am sharing my stats with, that girl got hers at 1500. 1500, and I know if she hears it, she knows what I'm talking about. Like, she is a crazy ass for that. She got 17,000 something steps today, and that shit still is not closed. Like, that is not all right. That is pushing the limit, because you're not even hitting that every day. That's crazy. You're just setting yourself up for failure. It just doesn't make any sense. But that's not me. I have mine at 850, which I don't feel like is that out of reach. Because when I'm at work, if I'm actually doing something with my life and not sitting with someone all day, then yes, I am getting my steps in. My move ring closes a lot faster, and my exercise ring closes a lot faster. We are trying to change our lifestyles. Well, I'm trying to change my lifestyle. I don't know about everybody else. I'm trying to change my lifestyle because I'm tired of being fat. There's nothing wrong with fat people. It's just not for me. And I have a fear that I'm going to have a heart attack. So that is why I want to work out and lose weight. And I also just want to feel comfortable in my body. Oh, I forgot. And the one freaking rule, we got to drink 3 liters of bottles. Oh my God. 3 liters of water, which is 6 bottles of water. And that's been a challenge in itself. I'm getting better. I actually finished my last water bottle at 5:30 rather than 11 o'clock. So we're working on it. I still got to read my book though. Still got to do that. I will get there. All that is happening. I'm trying to get my rest in. But I want to get my goal weight. And then I want to do body recompositioning. Body recomp. Whatever. I want to do that because that looks interesting. But we're going to see. We're going to see how it's going. I don't know. Praying for the best. But yes, this has been a challenge. I'm also not eating my favorite thing in life, which is gummy worms, gummy bears, and gushers. Taking a break for a year so that I'm just taking a break, I guess. I just hope that, like, when I actually start eating them again, I don't go crazy, because I love them. Love them to the moon and back, all the way to, like, you know, when they used to think that Pluto was a planet all the way to Pluto and back, because that's just my favorite thing. That's one of my favorite things to eat. I've been really good, really, really good. The question that I had asked on Sunday or Monday, because I really honestly don't remember, was, knowing what you know now, what advice would you give your younger self? And I've gotten 10 responses, which I was shocked, because literally last time I put out something, I got freaking zero. Zero bills, y'all. That's exactly what I got. First answer that I got was take up space, which I 100% agree with. Me being who I am, maybe it didn't seem like that to other people, but I hated feeling like I was an inconvenience to people, like my friends at school, to my teachers, all that. Like, I used to hate that, but taking up space is just a way to dominate what I'm trying to do, and not try to hide myself. So I agree with that 100%. The next one, which I know exactly who sent this in, says, don't live with thou. Background story. A smidge of a background story. When I graduated high school, I moved to North Carolina, lived with my aunt for a blip of a second. Then I moved in with my best friend's sister and was there for 7 months. Met someone, broke up with someone, left, came back to Pennsylvania, went to school, and then life just began from there. And that's the end of that. But yeah, it wasn't a mistake. It was just a stepping stone. It was not a mistake. Yes, it was. The next answer that I got was to make moves, even if it's scary, which is so true, because I have missed out on so many opportunities from being scared, because I'm like, no one's gonna like that. But what does it matter what other people like? Because, like, if I like it, but at the same time, if they don't like it, who is going to see it? Who is going to buy it? Who's going to care about it? Can't just be me. Someone answered, I would tell my younger self to stay in technology. Yes, you should have done that. I have no idea who you are or what you did with your life before and what you're doing with it now, but maybe you should have. But you can always go back. Another answer I got was, never settle for less. Find someone who elevates you, not depletes you, and your worth. 100%. Totally understand that. Ooh. What is that one? Oh, man. Another answer I got was, leave that nigga where he at. When he shows you the first time, he ain't shit. Dot, dot, dot. LOL. Girl. Oh my God. The next one says, I would tell myself that they hate on you because they see the light in you. Burn bright, bitch. Another answer was, fuck them boys, people. They're gonna talk slash lie about you, whether you're doing good or bad. Do what your morals can afford and makes you happy. Facts. Another answer, stop letting your so-called friends gaslight you into thinking they believe in your dreams when in reality they want to see you fail and have a front row seat just to judge you for doing something they are too afraid to do. Wow, somebody was taking a stab at somebody. But facts. I have supportive friends, but that is, wow. And the last answer that I got was, goalpost is going to keep moving out of reach, so make sure you give yourself credit for accomplishments as motivation and fuel your self-worth and value, knowing you have what it takes to survive and succeed regardless. Absolutely, 100%. Believe that. The advice I would give my younger self, I'm not even too sure at this point. I feel like, what could I possibly say to my younger self? Because I'm fine. But you know what? The advice that I could have given to my younger self is definitely try to persuade my mother to change her mind about being a model, because girl took pictures I took pictures, looked cute, except for the ones I looked like I was about to take off like as a rocket. But I got a call back within a week, and my mom was like, nah, she got school. Girl, my whole life could have been different. I love certain aspects of my life, but I could have been doing something else. This podcast could have been reaching millions, not just five. I love you five, though. And I don't know, I could have just been in a different place, different surroundings. But then again, I could have been reached at, I could have been at the top and then knocked off like Milli Vanilli. You know what I'm talking about. Girl, you know it's true. They ain't even singing the song. What a damn shame. But also for them, because that man played them. If you did not watch that, need to watch that. And I'm pretty sure that that is on either Paramount or Peacock. Definitely watch the Milli Vanilli story. And that guy who did that, Frank something, he just died. R.I.P. But still, he was a effed up human. He really was. Thank you. I really need to figure out my intro and my outro. I'm getting like really bad. So that's this week's episode of Locked In Binging. Don't forget that my new episodes come out on Saturday. Like, share, and follow, all that stuff. Oh man, that's this week's episode of Locked In Binging. Don't forget the new episodes come out on Saturday. Bye. I feel like that is not the intro. I mean, that is not the outro. That's this week's episode of Locked In Binging. New episodes come out on Saturday. Thanks for listening.